Hi, Elise.
No point did I say, when he said I'm not coming anymore, at no point did I say, well, who invited you in the first place?
In the laptop box, there were like instructions on how to return it and pack it up to return it. And there was this thing that laptop credentials set up that basically says, like, please when you start taking your email information.
So I wanted to discuss a topic that is somewhat timely. We talk about what's going on now as never before happened, all the shuls closing down at once. So that itself perhaps hasn't happened, but there have been similar cases throughout history, and this happens to be a little important for us. There is a fair discussion about what happens if an entire community misses Kriyas HaTorah. In the event that a shul is closed on one Shabbos or Kriyas HaTorah, do you have to make it up the next Shabbos? Now, what that would mean practically for us is for those people going to shul this Shabbos, make sure you're comfortable. Because I think we owe every pasha since Kitisa. Right? So we'd have to sit back and lay in Kitisa, Vayakal Pekude, Vayikra, Tzav, Shemini, Achrei Mos Kedoshim, Tazriya Metzora, Emor, Bahar Bechukosa, Bamidbar, and then followed by our laning. The question is that really a thing? Does our community, does the Edos community owe all of this laning? Is there, can we make it up? Should we make it up? That is what I wanted to discuss. The earliest case of a community that missed laning, that spoke about going back to laning, goes back to the time of the Rishonim, the Or Zeruah, in the Cologne. The Or Zeruah writes, the Or Zeruah was Rav Yitzchak from Vienna, right? He himself, but this was a question that came out of Cologne. My Sahi be Cologne, the Echad Jekibel be Shabbos, Haroi Likros Parshas Emor. One time that there was an issue in Cologne that on Parshas Emor, it's interesting, you'll see that this always happens every year.
Yeah.
He gave the seal of a Kriyas Torah Kol Hayom. That for whatever reason there was a problem, and because of this problem there was no laning that entire Shabbos. U'kshegiya Shabbos haba, tziva rev 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 shimin zatzal, the Haskell Pashas Emor Alakonim, Likrosva Gamba Har Sinai. Now, we don't know what year this happened in, but I can tell you that it wasn't a leap year. Because the next week wasn't Bahar Bechukosai, it was only Pashas Bahar. And he said that in that community in Cologne, where that shul missed davening, he said this week's going to be a double Parsha. We're going to lay in the Parsha of Emor Bahar. Emor and Bahar never come together. That's not really a thing. But because they missed it, they're going to make it up. A real person also said, "Vishloga dali parsha achas mina Torah." Ultimately, it's going to come down to Simchas Torah, and we don't want to end up at Simchas Torah having missed one of the parshas. Therefore, we're going to make a double parsha to make up for it. So, therefore, the Simchas Torah, you'll have it all done. Because going back to the time of Moshe, we would read all the parshas every year. Just because time went by doesn't mean that this parsha doesn't get read this year. There's no real order they have to read it in. It's in the fact that you can move parshas around, we say, he says, you see from something else, right? Last Shabbos we read parshas Bamidbar. This Shabbos we're supposed to read parshas Noso. What parsha are we going to read this Shabbos? We're not going to read Naso. Why are we going to read Naso? Because it's going to be the second day of Yom Tov. It's going to be Shavuos. So what we're going to do is we're going to skip Naso this week. We're going to read it next week. There's no reason we have to read it this week. We can wait for another week until next week. So just like we can move a Parsha for a reason like a Yom Tov, he says you can move a Parsha because you happen to miss it. Now let's use this to think about what's going on in Edos. Right? In Edos, God willing, we'll be back in shul. There won't be a second wave. Simchas Torah will all be together. And every year in Simchas Torah, we celebrate that we finished all the parshas. Right? We read Bereishis, Noach, Lecha, Chavayera, all the way to Hazinu and Zosa Bracha. What's going to be next year on Simchas Torah? Next year on Simchas Torah, yeah, we read through the whole Bereishis, but at some point in Shmos, the wheels came off. And all of a sudden, we didn't read the end of Shmos. We didn't read the entirety of Vayikra. We missed the entire Sefer this year. And we missed Parshas Bamidbar also. So the Or Zeruah says what would be appropriate is you should make it up. You know, okay, so you didn't read it those weeks. We'll read it on different weeks. That is the approach of the Or Zeruah. Now, according to the Or Zeruah, that would mean that it's going to be a mighty long laning this Shabbos, and it's not going to be easy on Benji. Right, but you know, all this vacation. What was he? What was Benji doing this during this vacation? Just sitting back and enjoying himself in ICU. Come on, it's time for him to get back to work. So based on that, we're going to go, and according to this Arzarua, we're supposed to make up all the parshas that we missed. So when we get to Simchas Torah, we'll have what to celebrate. Okay. That is the opinion of the Arzarua. The Mahara Mintz tells that they had a similar story in Worms. This story in Worms might be something that's out of the playbook of the old Edos. Right, this could have been the Edos during the days of Mutti Shames when you hear this question. Right, I'll tell you, Joe Schwartz doesn't end up getting punched at the end, but it's close to it. So he says, Masha Sha'alta, Masha Shira Kalusha Vermaisa. So this is what happened in Worms. B'Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh, Shehoyah Vayakal Pekudei. So yeah, it was Parshas HaChodesh, it was Vayakal Pekudei. I think this year it came out that way as well. Mechubar Likros Yachad was the double parsha. The Nikrigu Shisha Gavi Kadina. They read the first six aliyahs like normal. Ukshechazin Kori Hashvira Hashem Asefer Nafal Tagra Ben Shnei Gavra. The Gabai calls up Shvi Yamod. And he calls up the name Shvi'i Chazak. And somebody gets up and he yells, what are you talking about? I should get Chazak. Can never see this happening. Asha Sefer Torah Munachas Betela. The benches cleared out. There was a brawl. People were sitting there punching, fighting. It was a free-for-all all of a sudden. What happened? So finally, said this fight went on and on between these two guys who thought they should get Shvi. Nimshach Zekeneged Beishos. The fight went on for 2 hours. Unbelievable. They couldn't figure out who gets Chazak. Finally, this was going on for hours. The people just packed up and went home. So that's it. They've had enough. There's no sense in sitting around and watching a fight. So the people went and they said, that's it. We're done with the laning. We went home. And they never finished the laning. What do they do? So these people walked out. Well, luckily, Mem Sefer Torah Mitoch Aron HaKodesh. They took a different Sefer Torah with them. And they went to a different shul. Shekorim Tzumesh. That's what they called it. V'sham Karu Shvi V'shlima Asidra Kitikunim. So all these people went to the shtibel. They made their own laning. And in the main shul, they were down to 4 or 5 people, just the people that were fighting. Now the question is, next week's is Pashas Vayikra. What are we going to do? Because we never finished Vayakal Pekudei. So according to what we saw in the Arzarua, what you should do is you should first, because again, the shul's got to lane everything, you should first finish up the laning, and when you finish up the laning, then we'll be able to go on with the next Pasha. So they asked the Mara Mintz, what do we do? Yesh b'chem shedatem not the likros b'shavas shabav parshas vayakal b'kudei im yivayikra. So some people say you got to start over, do the whole, you have to do a triple parsha. You got to do vayakal b'kudei, and then you do vayikra. But you have time of a milsa, kevin shalom nishra maseder b'shavas shavar, b'osa b'esa k'nesus, b'osa sefer Torah, kim b'sefer Torah cheretz, yirkila sefer Torah rishon pagubah. So if we don't go back to the original shul with the original Sefer Torah, people will say that the Sefer Torah is puzzle. And that's why we didn't use it. That is approach number one. Said, or the second possibility is in the event you're not going to do that, he says, and the fact that you finish up in a different Torah, in a different shul, doesn't help. Also, you're just going to pick up after a week, half second late, in a break for a week in the middle of laning? So that's the question. Do you have to go and read over the make up that which you didn't finish? So the Maharamin has a longer tshuva. We're just going to do the parts that are related to us. First, he says, venerally, seems to me, the ain likros b'shabbos above a Yaakov b'kudei. Rach masel b'sidra shvurs hui v'yikra. He says, I don't think you have to make it up. Just do this week's parsha. Several reasons. Chad mashi yishchimu asidra v'shal yosem michte rigmos kula b'zeh ein afkusu v'yotzi le'kriya. Doesn't matter. Said, whatever, you finished up in the other shul, that's fine. But then he says, and it's a few interesting points which are related to us. Looking at the paragraph that begins, Vihine, says, Hine amina fi imlo simra sefer basic nishas of tzumr. She said, Lo yatsu yedei yekriyasa di yomar b'osu Shabbos. Said, let's say you want to finish it up. So let's remember the cases. They did six aliyahs in the first case. Then they call up Chazak. There's a huge fight. The shul empties out. And most of the people go into a different shul with a different Torah and they're laying there. So he says, let's say, no, you wouldn't have finished. You wouldn't have done the rest of the parsha at all. He said, you cannot ever have a triple parsha. There's no such thing. When they made up laning, they made single parshas, they made double parshas. They never, ever, ever made a triple parsha. The maximum amount of leinins you could have are two parshas together. So that's why, in the case of the Or Zeruah, where it was Emor going into Bahar, then you could do it. That would be okay. But to go from Vayakal Pekudei into Vayikra, that is not allowed. Now that's very important to us. In the event that we would want to make up the laning that we missed, we wouldn't have to do one parsha, we wouldn't have to do two parshas, we'd have to do a dozen parshas. Right? Our shul has been closed for so long, and in fact, pretty much all shuls maybe in the world have been closed for so long that you cannot talk about making up the missing parsha, because the missing parsha is in fact not a parsha, but it's many parshas. Now it's interesting, our shul, Eidos, was not open last Shabbos, but there were shuls in Denver that were open. Right? Zer Abraham was open last Shabbos, there were other shuls that were open. So the question is, would it have made sense for them to read the parsha of last week's parsha and the week before? So what was last week's parsha? Last week's parsha was Parshas Bamidbar. What was the week before? So the week before was a double parsha. Right? We had Bahar B'chukosai before we had last week's parsha. Now, because of that, we have end up with the same issue. Right? We end up with the same issue that where even if they would do it last week, it would have been a triple parsha. And a triple parsha, according to the Ma'amar Amintz, can't happen. So not only couldn't they make up all the parshas, but even to make up the parsha the week before, according to this opinion of the Ma'amar Amintz, would not work out. Now, with that in mind, once we are considering that, what about for us in this week's parsha? Right? Let's say we would make it up Friday, Shabbos. Either way, Friday, Shabbos, we're not going to be laning. We're not starting with a parsha. Right? We're going to be starting with a yontif laning. Can you combine a yontif? Can I do this Shabbos? Can we do Bamidbar going into the yontif laning? So look in the last paragraph of the Ma'amar Amintz, and he makes another point. He said, not only is there a rule that you can't have more than two parshas, but there is another rule that you cannot combine parshas from different svarim in the Torah, right? Twice in the Torah, actually three times, I believe it or not, three out of the five svarim can end with double parshas. You can have Vayakel Pekudei, you can have Bahar B'chukosai, you can have, and we usually have Matos Maseh. But you can't have Masei Devarim. You can't have a case of pekude, as we said, vayikra. So he says, so do we have oyeshkra yusach, kevin de pekude havi siyam ha-sefer, ein svara b'shabas echad likos mi-sefer le-sefer. You cannot go from one to the next. You have to stay within the same sefer. So the laning this Shabbos is going to be Kol HaBachor. Kol HaBachor is in Sefer Devarim. And last week Pasha was in Bamidbar. So according to the Maharam Mintz, that even if you tell me that in general you should make up the Parsha, we should not make up the Parsha for various reasons. One, it would be a violation of having more than two Parshas in 1 week, according to the Maharam Mintz. Two, it would be a violation of reading from multiple Svarim on one Shabbos, and that would also be a problem. So according to the Maharam Mintz, we do not make up the laning because it's just not an option. How do we paskin? So the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch talks about this. And the Ramah quotes the Or Zeruah lahalacha. The Ramah says that, in fact, you do make up missing parshas. The Ramah says, in bitlu Shabbos achas, if I missed one Shabbos, kriyas ha-parsha b'tzibur, l'shabbos taba kron oso parsha and parsha shaykh oso Shabbos. So he says, in general, if you miss a week, you do two the next week. The Mishnah Berurah has two important statements that relate to us. The first thing is the Mishnah Berurah talks about that which we haven't spoken to about until now, which is right on target for us, is what if you miss multiple Shabboses? So he says, in bitu kama Shabbosos, as we did, we missed many Shabboses, not just us, everybody. The Mishnah Berurah says you can only make up one, according to one opinion. And some people say that you have to make up all of the parshas. The Gra sounds like you can only make up one. Now, obviously, the second opinion is against the opinion of the Maharam Mintz. The second opinion, which says that you make up as many as you've missed, that clearly is saying that there's no limit to the amount that you can make up. Right? According to that, you'll be able to make up as many as you miss. And according to that, in fact, it would be appropriate that we should go to shul and lane all the missing parshas. And therefore, when Simchas Torah comes around, we'll be able to happily announce that once again we finished the Torah. That was comment number one. So clearly, the second opinion of comment number one is against the opinion of the Maharam Mintz.
I have a question, Rabbi.
Yes, Mr. Hecht, please.
If you can't come to synagogue, at least as I know it, the custom is you should read the parsha at home.
Correct.
And you should make an attempt to understand it, etc., etc. And so doesn't that count as having read the parsha?
So no, that does not count as laning the parsha. Right? Meaning that obviously choice A is always to go to shul and hear the Torah reading. If you can't go for some reason, because fill in the blank, either you're ill, or because there is no shul where you are, or because all the shuls are closed down because of a pandemic or what have you, then the next best thing to do is read the parsha. Absolutely, but given the choice, that's not the same. So, the Mishnah Berurah comments in the second one. Now he does talk about the Maharam Mintz. Im hayu shtei pashyos mechuborim ba'oso Shabbos shebitlu das haramar mintz de'ein mashrim b'mosam klal. He said, if you skipped a double parsha, then you don't make it up afterwards. The lo matzino la'olam shekarin gimel sidros b'Shabbos achas likos pasha achas mehem nami lo amrinan de'ein tikano takano chatzoyim. If I can't make up two, should I at least make up one? He said, no, it's all or nothing. Similarly, if you're going into a double parsha, Nami parshas But not everyone agrees. V'chein hiskim ba'el yarabu l'om tzorcha hashem mashe bitru mishavas ha'avar. V'chein tzor notes has mogin giborim. He says many people disagree with the Maharamim. So even if you skip the double parsha, according to this, yesh omedim bitru parshas v'yechi enu kosos in parsha shmos ki kishikorim be sidra soch l'koso chad gavra misof sidra rishon ala tchiyo sidra shniya k'deshu mechubarim v'zeh ein nochum ha'sos v'sheh svarim. Other people say that, no, if you're going from one sefer to the next, that you can't do. Why? Because you can't read multiple svarim in one Shabbos. Who are the pirkude v'yikra v'chadoma? V'yesh chokim v'sirom d'la ola mashrimim. Other people say, no, even in that case you do. V'chos k'rasa v'shulchan atse shitim da'anoi kein ein mocha b'yado. So in fact, he quotes opinions that say, if someone wants to make up all the parshas, that would be absolutely fine. The chasim b'sefer shari Ephraim in bitlu akriya b'beis knesim achas v'rov atzim b'beis knesim zeh shamu kriyas tov b'beis knesim acharis in tzorcha hashem. That doesn't affect us. He says that in the event that people want to another shul, then you're okay. The bottom line is we have a machlokes here. Right? On the one hand, you have the opinion of the Maharam Mintz that says a person only makes up at most one parsha. And then you have another opinion that says that, no, whatever you missed, no matter how many svarim, you've got to make up whatever you missed. Bottom line, now that it's two different opinions, how do we handle this? So there's a sefer, sefer called Orchos Rabbeinu, which is a book about the actions of the Stipler Gaon. And the Stipler Gaon was married to the sister of the Chazon Ish. They were brother-in-laws. So therefore, in this book, he writes oftentimes what the Chazon Ish did. So he tells the story that in 1948, Maran HaChazon Ish HaYecholah Kama Shavuos, the Chazon Ish was ill. He was out for a few weeks. That's right, Sarah. Ukadoma Kama Shavuos. And he says, as far as he remembers, he was 4 weeks. Lo shomer kriya satara. He was in the hospital, missed training. Kishehivi bikesh maran sheyikru b'shavas im asidra es kol asidra she'avra shehechzir. When he came back, he asked him to please read five parshas for him. Va'ola kohen birach v'hiskar balkari lekros me asidra shehechzir v'kor es kol arba sidras ad sheni shebesidra shol shabbos zu. He started laning and he kept on going straight until read all the parshas until the current week parsha till Levi there.
Excuse me, question.
Yes.
Why can you not read the parshas during the week on Monday or Thursday to make it up then? That way.
Well, again, how are you going to do it exactly?
You open when you're reading from the Torah on Monday or Thursday, you either after while the Torah is open, you'll say.
So I'll tell you, this will sound like a joke, but it's probably the right answer. People go to work during the week, you know.
Okay, but there will be if people want to hear it, they will say we're staying and we want to hear it.
Right now, again, but we try to keep the lading short, right? That's why we only have three Aliyahs. Right, because we specifically during the week we try to keep it to three Aliyahs. 13 parshas would be a little bit much.
Can you split it up between Monday and Thursday, a bit here, a bit there?
So again, going forward, we'll discuss in general whether we can split this. Like maybe we can do an extra parsha for the next few months.
Yep.
So let's do it. So he said that in fact the Chazon Ish himself wanted to do it, and
What's their big problem with taking out two Sifrei Torah? Whenever we have a maftir?
No, again, we're not taking out two Sifrei Torah. We're only taking one, but we're reading out of two Sfarim, like we're reading out of Shmos and Vayikra. Right? That you're not allowed to. That's a rule that you can't mix Sfarim.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right? Not that we're taking out. We'll do it all with one Sifrei Torah. So, in fact, that's what they did. And then if you look at the parentheses at the third line. Said Kosev Vitosus Maisa Rav, she yotzer Rabbeinu Agrom mibeis hasoa kra rabal akari she yikra lefan of kol dalat sidros midalat shvuah shasher yashal. The Gra went to jail at one point. It wasn't only the Lubavitchers, And when he got out, also he asked that they make up the these parshas. Now,
can I ask yes. for a second? If we backtrack to what the question about the maftir, so are yes. you? So let's assume a shul is in possession of only one sefer Torah.
Okay.
And they need to read Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah.
Okay.
You're telling me that you can't use that one sefer for all the creeds?
No, not at all. As I said, the exact opposite, right? Right. We said that you can do it, but you cannot have a parsha that goes from one from let's say from Bereishit to Shmos. I can't combine Vayechi and Shmos as the double parsha. That's okay. what we're saying. You can roll all you want.
All right.
But the partial laning, right, is that has to remain.
Thank you.
Sure. So now in the footnotes, they point out that this is something that probably, even though it's an interesting story, that the Gra and the Chazon Ish had points in their life when they tried to make up these parshas. That's all very nice and all. It's not really relevant because it's different than our case. There's the shul in Vilna or the shul in Bnei Brak definitely did not miss the parsha. This is just an individual who misses the parsha. And if the individual misses the parsha, so the individual generally is not obligated to make it up, but the Chazon Ish and the Gra wanted to be machmir on themselves. And they were the rabbis of the shul and people would listen to them. So they did it as a chumrah. But to say that this is a halachic statement that we have to follow, that's hard to imagine. Bottom line, what do we hold? So again, this is a question. It's not just an Edo's question. It's not just a Denver question. It's not just an American question, right? Eretz Yisrael has these problems. The whole world has these problems. What do we do about it? So Rabbi Schechter, in his series of tshuvas on the topic of coronavirus, goes and he deals with it, and he writes as follows. He quotes this Gra. He said, "I am betosefes meiserav shagra hichmer b'zeh." The Gra himself was machmer. V'chein I am besefer pe'er hador shachazon ish gamkin hichmer b'zeh. The Chazon Ish also was where the daven had multiple parshas read. Umistama came Nachon Sheb Yeshivas Yachmira Bezek Han Hogos Hagrova Chazanish Mahashim Kol Hashabis Parshas Bishabis Rishon Achar Tom HaMagefa. He said all yeshivas, the Rav Shelter said, should follow this opinion. So again, YU is not officially opening up this Shabbos. YU hopefully, maybe, will open up a Parshas Naso. So according to Rav Shelter, it would be appropriate that YU in Parshas Naso should lane every Parsha, I guess it was from Kitisa, straight through Naso. Now, Naso's pretty long to start with. But when you add to that these other lanings, that's what Rav Shechter wrote. He says, Achein me'ikar hadin. He said, the truth of the matter is, though, he said, that's just what is expected out of yeshivas. But for the regular people, Yesh Makom L'Hakel K'Magen Avram U'Kekul Asharei Ephraim, right? U'Bishar Batei K'Nisios Vadei Yishem Almashi Yismachu. Most shuls, he thinks, don't have to do it. Yeshivas should do it, but not shuls. Okay, that is the opinion of Rav Shechter. Rav Usher Weiss came out recently with an entire sefer of Hilchos Coronavirus. Very interesting, available online. And he writes as follows. He doesn't necessarily agree with Rav Shechter on this. And he says, Sof davar, yesh b'shel zu kama v'kama tzedadim l'hakel. There are many, many reasons that a person does not have to read all the parshas. Ve'lo ki ma hefsid yeshim nikra od parsha b'torah. Some people say, no, what's so bad? Lain a few more parshas. No, was is shlech? The first problem is you're reading the wrong parsha. The guy's making the Kohen who's making the bracha, he's making it on the wrong parsha. He thinks that's a problem. It might be a problem with bracha v'atala. V'havi leikakori parsha ba'alma. V'varche v'tzarchiyan. K'nin nirufin is taitish kol echad yashtin parshios or shnai mikra v'echatargim v'lo yikru b'tar ala parshios tazvi mitzor bovad. So he said, like Jeff Hecht says, everybody during the week should go and do shnai mikra v'echatargim. Everybody should read the parsha, should do the rashis throughout the week. And that's enough. You don't have to lean. He said, but he's going to go a step further now. And I think what he's about to say makes a lot of sense. He said, not only think that you, I think you can be makel, but I have a step, I think that not, it's appropriate. Why? He said, during the point we are right now, we want people to socially distance. He said, let's remember here, it's the whole laning, it's tricky nowadays, right? What to do about laning, etc. He said, we want to minimize the time that people are in shul, right? The number one, I'd say, negative feedback I've gotten from davening so far is people aren't happy that we're starting at Yishtabach, right? And the reason is, again, you could, there's arguments made both ways, but the reason that we're starting late is because we want davening to be short as possible. In order to be as safe as possible, we are taking the minimalist approach. And the minimalist approach is shorter davening, right, is better davening. Could you imagine if we decided to read 14 parshas? We're starting from Yishtabach, but when we get to laning, it's going to take around 3 hours. That's not what we're looking for. So Rav Asher Weiss makes it very clear that he thinks that it is would be highly inappropriate to do the multiple parshas when they're not necessary. And then he thinks that absolutely at this point, it is most appropriate. Everybody will, as Jeff said, during the past weeks, hopefully you've been keeping up. You've been reading Shlomo's emails. You've been printing out the art scroll pages with it. You read the Parsha, come Simchas Torah, we all did the Parsha, we'll celebrate that. You don't have to do the extra leanings. As a by the way, I did a little research, thinking when did this last happen? So this is special for Marsha, number 9's in English, you see, Marsha. And it says as follows, in 1787, on the week of Parshas B'Shalach, a major snowstorm hit Jerusalem. This is true. Starting on Wednesday of that week, which was January 31st, the 12th of Shvat, for 3 whole days it snowed and snowed. The snow piled up the streets man high, covering up the doors and preventing people from going out. Literally, they got feet of snow in 1787 in Yerushalayim. The gates of the city usually open during the day, remained shut. Rav Moshe Yosef Mordechai Meyuchas, the chief rabbi of Jerusalem at the beginning of the 19th century, described something like we've never seen and never been told by our fathers. The snow was so heavy that the roof of the Istanbuli synagogue collapsed. Sorry, Jeff. The Ottoman authorities did not allow the Jews to rebuild the roof, and it was only in 1835, under the rule of Muhammad Ali Pasha, that the synagogue was repaired. Go no. Come Shabbat, which happened to be Tu B'Shvat that year, the Jews faced with a problem. The synagogues were low, impossible to access, and remained closed. Well, they have to go Shabbat out reading the Torah. Luckily, there was one building which was high and accessible, the Kabbalist Bet El Synagogue, Yeshiva HaMakubalim. Rabbi Yontav Al-Ghazi, Marit Al-Ghazi, very well known, the chief rabbi of Jerusalem, head of the Bet El Yeshiva, managed to get together 2-3 minions and read the Torah. Rabbi Miucha says that he himself lived far from the street of the Jews. He had his Torah scroll at home, but could only get 8 men, not enough for a minion. They had to pray the morning Shabbat prayers without reading the Torah. They then sat down together for Shabbat morning meal. However, later in the day, sometimes around noon, Rabbi Miuchas got a heavens and gift, 2 golden Torah ornaments. He used the ornaments to complete the minion, and the group read the Torah. I have no idea what that last sentence means. I hope he was referring to people as Torah ornaments. But whatever that is the story. So in 1787, the same question came up. They missed a week. That Yerushalayim, by and large, was closed for Shabbos. Rav Avadya Yosef was not around at that time, has an important tshuva about it, and he says this question actually comes up more often than you would expect. And in fact, we would have this question this Shabbos, believe it or not, even without coronavirus. How could that be? Because last Shabbos, we all read Parshas Bamidbar. Friday, the entire world who's going to read the Torah is going to read the Yontav Leining. What are you going to read on Shabbos? So we in Denver and in the rest of Chutz Laretz on Shabbos are going to read the Yontav Leining. What are they going to read in Israel? In Yerushalayim, in Bnei Brak, in Rehovot, what are they going to read? They're going to read Parshas Naso. Because in Israel, there's only one day of Yontav. And therefore, the following week, when we read Parshas Naso, they're going to read Bahalosla. And we're going to read Bahalosla, and we're going to be behind them for some time. If somebody travels, if somebody finds themselves in the United States for Shavuos, and then they're going back to Israel, they're going to miss a parsha. So the question is, are you going to have to read that parsha when you're in Israel? Are you going to have to make up the parsha? Right? This would be a question this year, as I said, even if not. So Rav Avadya Yosef says it happened to him. Very interesting. He says, in 1978, that Rav Moshe Feinstein invited me to a dinner. For a dinner, Chinuch Atzmai Beretz Yisrael. Chinuch Atzmai, a wonderful charity that builds yeshivas, particularly in poor areas in Israel, that the students have a place to learn Torah. I personally donate generously to them. It's a wonderful organization. He said, and that year that I ended up in Chutz Laretz for Pesach because of this dinner, Hinei Oz Chal Yotav Echad Shal Pesach B'Yom Shabbos Beretz Yisrael. So that means that the last day of Pesach in Israel was Friday, but the last day of Pesach in Chutz Laretz was Shabbos. And therefore, Rav Avadya missed the Parsha. He said, so what is he going to do? He ended off by one Parsha. So he said, he went and he looked at the famous story of the snowstorm of 1787. And the bottom line is, he said, when he came back, what he did was he asked them, would you mind doubling up for me? And what he did, it was that they read the entire Parsha and the first Aliyah of the second Parsha together for Rav Avadya. Now he points out, he says, I understand that I'm Rav Avadya Yosef and you're not, right? I am the chief rabbi. If I walk in, I say, can you do me a favor? Would you mind doing for me an extra parsha, he'll probably get a yes. Most of us, if we walked in and say, you know, I'm sorry, I missed the parsha, would you mind, you know, Ernie Banks, let's play two. I think most people would not have as positive a reaction. He said, so he says, Da, Shekol Rab Omer, Hu Hechad the Efsha, Ulam Yachim Yechide HaKol Shenotzer Arzo Sabris, V'chozer Eretz Yisrael Be'ofen HaAmor. A typical schnook like the rest of us, we're not going to get anyone to read an extra parsha for us. Don't bother. So if it's difficult, this isn't worth trying too hard. Leining is an obligation on the community, not on the individual. And since it's an obligation on the community and not the individual does not have to make themselves crazy about this. So in fact, that's what we're going to do. Good news, we're only going to lane the regular leining. I think Rav Usher Weiss makes a very, very strong point in pointing out and saying that, you know, in terms of what we're trying to do in shul and minimizing, putting together 13 parshas would not go and win any friends. Rav Schechter, however, he's got more to say about this, and it's kind of interesting. Among the issues that Rav Schechter discusses is, what if a kid misses his bar mitzvah? Right? There definitely were several boys that prepared their lining and never got to do it. So Rav Schechter now has two suggestions out there, and we'll just read them. Rav Schechter, of course, as you know, has always been close with Marsha, so he writes in English, and he writes as follows. Due to the coronavirus crisis, we have missed many weeks of Torah reading in shul. There is no requirement to make up the missed parshas under these circumstances. But if the shul decides that they would like to make up the missed Torah readings for the previous weeks, there's value in doing so. You don't have to do it, but if you want to, it's worth something. There are two possible approaches. If the congregation wishes, they may read all the missing parshas on the Shabbos they return to shul. After finishing the seven aliyahs of the week's laning, a second Torah should be used to read all the missing lanings in one session. If this option is too burdensome for one Shabbos, hayah, the congregation can divide the missed parshas into multiple weeks. Each week after return to shul, two Torahs can be taken out. The first Torah will be used for the seven aliyahs of that week's parsha. The second Torah will be used to read the entirety of a missed parsha in a single reading. When the makeup parsha has been completed, the haftorah should be read from the makeup parsha, because the custom is to read the haftorah based on the last Torah that was read from. Very fascinating. So according to this, let's say this week, next week you're going to read Parshas Naso, and with that we'll do Vayakel Pekudei, and we'll do the haftorah for Pekudei. Then the week after the Baloscha, we'll read Vayikra and do the haftorah for Vayikra. In the above cases, after the reading of the first Torah is complete, the second Torah should be placed on the Shulchan and the Kaddish should be recited. Then the Maftariah should then be called up to read the Maker Parsha from the second Torah. Now, one step beyond. Additionally, if the Bar Mitzvah boy was unfortunately unable to read the Parsha he prepared in advance, the situation can be rectified by allowing him to read the missed Parsha and Haftorah on a later Shabbos. Doing this, we can also pull in one of these Parshas with the Bar Mitzvah. When the shul reopens, the congregation should take out two Sefer Torah and use the first Sefer Torah for the regular weekly Parsha and the second Sefer Torah for the missed Parsha prepared by the Bar Mitzvah boy. Since the general process is that the Haftorah follows that which was written in the last Torah, he will now be able to read the Haftorah he has prepared originally. This procedure is not obligatory and therefore may only be performed with prior permission of the congregation. So in the event the entire congregation would be interested in doing this, we could do this. We could be reading double, triple parshas throughout the summer, right? I think if we started in a week or two, we would probably just about make it in time for Simchas Torah. Right? It'll be close, but I think we would get it all in. So I think if people are really interested in this, they should contact the Gabbai. Contact the Gabbai and tell them, we don't think davening is long enough. We want to have multiple parshas. In the event that there's an overwhelming push, we will consider it. But if not, I think we're going to follow the opinion that hopefully everyone did the Shnai and Mikra, everyone did their parshas on time. And then, you know, if you really missed it that much, God willing, we should read it together as a community next year. All right. So everyone should have a wonderful Yontiv, enjoys the cheesecake. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we can put all this in the rearview mirror as soon